You're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, spinning the music that you can't hear too many places on your radio dial. Yeah, we're mixing up the jazz, the standards, the classic pop, and a little bit of just about anything else that we feel like throwing on into the mix. I would like to invite you to log on to my website, anythinggoesradio.com, first of all, so you can send me your programming suggestions and let me know anything else you want to sound off about. Just log on to anythinggoesradio.com. You'll find a very subtle orange type where it says click here to email Lise. That's the easiest way to get in touch. And while you're there, you can click through to Sony Classical's EdgarMeyer.com and check out the details of my three-part interview with Edgar Meyer that's running right now in the syndicated program of Anything Goes. And you can click on the broadcast schedule to find out when you can hear that and why you're there. You see, there's this Tony Bennett CD contest on my contest page, and you can only enter it by logging on to the website or by listening to my voice and sending me a postcard that says Tony Bennett CD contest. Anything Goes with Lise Avery, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070. I've got the duet CD that you want. I've got the recently re-released Playing With My Friends, which is one of my favorites. I've got Perfectly Frank. You got to log on and check it out and enter to win so I can send you a CD. You know how I love to give you free stuff. Speaking of that, yeah, we will be giving you a chance to win some tickets a little bit later on in the program to Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center and to the Milliner off Broadway. So keep it tuned right here, won't ya? Won't ya? And of course, coming up in minutes, in seconds, Jim Scalia, Joel Dorn, brand new Bobby Darin DVD. Yeah, you're going to want to check it out. Right now, hey, the giant evergreen tree outside my window is going bananas. It is going ballistic. It is massively freaking out. It must be windy out there. It's 57 degrees in Central Park, 58 in White Plains. And here's what you need to know. You ready? It's going to be raining today. So bring an umbrella, bring a raincoat, but it's going to be warm, so you don't need to bring that heavy coat. Okay? Okay? I knew that could cut it down for you. I'm Lise Avery. 10:05 is the time. And since Joel and Jimmy are in the house, I suggest we bring them on up from the green room here at WFDU-FM. Meanwhile, let's listen to this fine cut from the Neville Brothers and a Joel Dorn production of Fayou on the Bayou here on Anything Goes.
That is past. Close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the light, pull the shade. You don't have to be afraid. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Give me a little time. Mockingbird is gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. Big old moon is gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. Little girl, kick your shoes off. Have no fear. Bring that bottle over here. And your baby tonight. Give me a little room. Mockingbird is gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. Big old moon is gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. Little girl, kick both them shoes off. Have no fear. Bring your warm self over here. And I'll be your baby tonight. Give me a little time. I'll be your baby tonight. Won't you take away all my covers? And I'll be your baby tonight.
Beautiful. Thank you.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the parts I made, following behind? Save my love through loneliness. Save my love through sorrows. I've given you my onlyness. your tomorrows. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, baby, yes, I would. I'd put you above me. If I were a miller, at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box? Little girl, your soft shoes shining. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway and have my baby?
From a CD-DVD set called Aces Back to Back, Mr. Bobby Darin here on Anything Goes, and a couple of cuts, a couple of classics. They're all classics from Bobby Darin, aren't they? If I Were a Carpenter, and I'll Be Your Baby Tonight here on Anything Goes. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that you can't find too many places on your radio dial. And at 10:17 and a half in the morning, I would like to let you know that if you're a serious jazz fan, even if you're any kind of jazz fan at all, there's an excellent chance that in your collection you've got at least one piece of music that was produced by Joel Dorn. He's here in the WFDU-FM studios with me, along with the Bobby Darin archivist and my buddy, Mr. Jim Scalia. And, well, they have collaborated on yet another project called Bobby Darin, Seeing is Believing. It's a 19-video performance DVD, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win a copy of that DVD right here on Anything Goes, so make sure you keep it tuned right here to the left side of the dial right now at 10:18 in the morning on this Monday, the 13th of November. It's my pleasure and privilege to welcome to the studios Mr. Joel Dorn and Mr. Jim Scalia. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you? Jimmy, can you move over so I can see your actual face?
Sure.
There you go. You know, I'm an eyes person. I know that it's funny that I've chosen this as one of my mediums of expression, but I'd love to see eyes when I have that opportunity.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Well, Joel, let's put a couple of things on the table here. You've got a few Grammys out there in your closet.
To be honest with you, I really don't know where they are.
You're not even using them as a paperweight?
No, you know. I guess I should know where they are, but I don't.
Well, you're just all about the work. That's what I have heard about you, as a matter of fact. So tell me, though, what did you win your Grammys for so we can...
Well, I won two Grammys for Record of the Year. Close enough to the mic? I won two Grammys for Record of the Year. One was in 73, I think, and one was in 74, and they were both by Roberta Flack.
Uh-huh.
First time ever I saw your face in Killing Me Softly. And so that was a nice couple of years.
Yeah, I'll bet. You also had to rent tuxes twice in a row.
I never went.
No kidding.
No, there's something really corny about going someplace to get an award. I mean, it's nice to win. I'm glad the records won because there were a lot of people involved, the artists and the musicians and the people who wrote the songs and, stuff like that. But to sit in an audience and wait for someone to tell you whether or not you won an award, And it's just not my movie, you know.
You just got more better things to do with your time.
It's not even better things to do. There's something about that. It's not the reason that I make records. There are a lot of people that feel that way. There are many more people that feel the other way.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with either way, I don't think. But there's just something. When I watch award shows on television, and you see people sitting there, and they're waiting to win, you know, and four people aren't going to win, and one person is. And it's not the best record or best movie or best play or best television show anyway. Those awards are functions of the moment. I mean, the records that I won with, they weren't better than the other ones. They won, you know. And next year somebody else will win.
Wow.
Odd. You think that's weird?
No, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's lucky. I think if you're able to be so grounded in the work that you're doing that you're not dependent upon the feedback that comes from outside of yourself, I think that you're a very lucky man.
But also it's nice to win because it gives you a certain kind of position that you can trade off of to do certain things. If I hadn't won those Grammys, I probably would not have been able to make a lot of the records that, you know, that didn't sell 1,000 copies.
Nothing, you know, like
so
a little
I could
bit of leverage.
The Jimmy Scotts and the Oscar Brown Juniors and, you know, the Neville Brothers and, you know, people that weren't, you know, popular. So it was always good to have that award to play off of. So I don't want to sound too, you know, above the fray.
Absolutely. I think that's a time-honored tradition with almost or many artists is to do the big bucks movie so that they can do the movie for scale.
Yeah.
And that's really the same kind of thing that you're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly.
You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. My guests are Joel Dorn and Jim Scalia. We really are here to talk about this wonderful new release on Hyena, a DVD of Bobby Darin cuts. But I just can't allow Joel Dorn to sit here and just talk about that because there's just far too much of a wealth of information and experience behind this man. So you have recorded umpteen. I'm not even going to ask you for a number of jazz CDs and pop CDs. How do you choose who you're going to work with, Joel?
Something happens in my stomach.
I hear that.
And you can usually tell in 10 or 15 seconds. You know, I don't have, you know, I've been lucky. I've kind of wandered through life aimlessly in a proper way. And I've been fortunate enough to run across some really great artists. So if I've been lucky enough to work with jazz artists like Rahsaan Roland Kirk or Yusuf Lateef or Les McCann or David Newman, people like that, then I've been able to work with pop artists like Bette Midler and Roberta Flack and then just personal favorites of mine, you know? There's certain people like Mose Allison and Oscar Brown Jr. And Little Jimmy Scott and people like that, that you make records with, you know that the chances of those records selling a million are more than a million to one, but it does add to a body of work, and it kind of keeps you honest, you know? And most of the records that I've had that were hits, they were more of a surprise to me when they were hits than they were to anybody else. I've really been lucky. And I guess the luckiest part is I'm 64 years old. I started doing this when I was 19.
Holy
and I'm still
cats.
Working, you know?
That's amazing. That's amazing. Where did you begin?
Philadelphia. I started as a disc jockey on an old jazz station, WHAT-FM.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly, a good friend of mine died last week, Ed Bradley.
Oh,
and
I'm
we were
so
we were
sad
jazz
about that.
Disc jockeys together in Philly. He was on WDAS-FM and I was on WHAT-FM. And we were on opposite each other. But we were friends, you know. And whenever we would talk, and we talked like four or five times a year, and, you know, mostly spoke about music, and especially about the old radio days. And it was interesting to have seen him go from a jazz disc jockey to one of the premier correspondents and television journalists in the history of television, you know. So people start someplace. I mean, I started as a jazz disc jockey. I still love jazz. I really haven't made many jazz records over the last 10 or 15 years. I've kind of concentrated on more archival or historical things like box sets and unissued tapes and compilations and reissues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while I find an artist I like, so I go back in. The last was a girl, Jane Monheit, like a kind of a jazz singer.
Yeah, we've been
very
playing
sweet
that.
Girl with great pipes. I made three albums with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, about a year ago, I found a new girl singer. I've been lucky with girl singers in my life.
Uh-huh.
A girl named Leslie Mendelson, and we just signed her to the Warner Music Group. So I'm going to go back in and make a new record for the first time in years, you know. And I just keep doing my nonsense. Jimmy and I just finished the Bobby Darin Seeing is Believing DVD.
Yeah.
And last year, a couple of years ago, we did the Aces back-to-back thing. So being able to do archival or historical work is really exciting. Maybe in the last 10 or 15 years, the historical work has been more exciting than the new work in a certain sense, because I got the chance to work with Judy Garland's work, with John Coltrane's work, with Bobby's work, Clyde McFadder, one of my favorites. I had a chance to do Aaron Neville and I did a 2-CD set. So there's no guesswork here. When, you know, Jimmy is one of the great archivists I've ever worked with in my life, and when he and Bobby's manager, Steve Blauner, made all of this Bobby Darin material available, the crapshoot element is taken out. You know, you're not going in with a new artist and hoping to capture something. You're going in with the work of a giant and assembling something. So with Bobby Darin, it was like, you know.
Well, I was talking to Jimmy on the phone, actually, late last week or something, and you told me that Steve Blauner just goes over to Capitol and digs around. It's just unfathomable to me. Hey, Steve, just let him into the warehouse. He's just going through with
always
a shovel.
Always hunting around.
Well, it's interesting.
It's amazing.
It's interesting about, you know, where they keep the music, because most of the record companies now are run by people in their 20s, 30s, maybe 40s. And, you know, most of the artists that I'm interested in, or the kind of artists I'm interested in, were long gone before these people were even in the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a quick story. I was doing a John Coltrane box set for Rhino Records.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the Atlantic Warehouse to see if there was any John Coltrane material that had never been found, because they said everything that was there has been found. You know, and I know there's always something else, right? So there was a section maybe 10 or 15 feet high, metal shelving, and it was an alphabetical order, and it was kind of junk. You know, it was stuff they said, well, you know, this isn't the real stuff. This is just stuff.
That's what the good stuff is.
I climb up to see, you know, get John Coltrane, right? And I found some of the most valuable John Coltrane material ever. And Coltrane, so it was alphabetical order. So it was A, B, C. And after Coltrane, there was this one little tiny tape box, and it said Bobby Darin. So I took it out, and when I opened it up, it said a demo, and the song was Dream Lover. It was the original demo for Dream Lover that he had made, and it was sitting in a corner someplace in the Atlantic Warehouse. And while I was working on the Coltrane box, somebody else was working on a Bobby Darin, that Bobby Darin box that came out on Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them the original demo for Dream Lover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you never know where stuff is. There's stuff there. You got to go look, and it's like mining for gold.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through a lot of stuff that isn't gold till you find the gold, you know.
Well, also, a lot of times the engineer's letting something roll, and the guys are just mucking around, and you get golden material. So you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm speaking with Joel Dorn and Jimmy Scalia, and I'm Lise Avery, and it's 28 minutes after 10 o'clock. And let's talk about, because I have a feeling, Joel, you and I could go off on 400 tangents, and I want to make sure to let people know you have worked for many, many, and with many record labels, but you now have your own.
I always have a little label where I do stuff I dig.
Uh-huh.
I had a label called 32, then I had a label called Label M, now I have a label called Hyena, and I believe shortly I'll be off into the ether to do something else. I'm going to start some other kind of work now. But the kinds of projects that I like to do the most aren't necessarily, at this stage of the game for me, things that big record companies are interested in. So if I want to put out Joe Williams, Ben Webster live date, nobody cares about that. Not even the jazz labels.
Do.
I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the guys.
This is Anything Goes, I care.
Yeah, I'm hip, but I'm talking about, you know, the cats with juice. You know, they want like the next Christina Aguilera or the next Jessica Simpson or something. And that's great, and I hope they all have a good time, and I hope they sell a trillion records. But I want to be able to do what I want to do, so in order to do that, I always have to have a little label, and then I make my little records, and then I disappear into the night, you know.
I don't think you're going to disappear into the night anytime soon, Joel Dorn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bobby Darin DVD, Seeing is Believing.
Yeah. Yep.
Believe it or not, this took us, what, Jimmy, like the better part of a year?
Yeah, quite a while.
Why? Tell me why it took...
Jimmy, tell him why.
I think, well, we had so much to choose from, and we just kept reinventing it and just getting a different bead on it, you know? And
where did the footage come from, Jimmy?
The television shows from 1973.
But who owned it, I guess?
The Darren Estate, Steve Blauner.
Okay, just, you okay. Know.
And some of it is from the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's all color. It's all 1973. And there were just so many tunes for us to pick that it seemed like the theme kept changing every once in a while. See, you know, when Joel, he'll have an idea of maybe what kind of picture he wants to paint. And when he gets started, sometimes it just veers to left. He just kind of goes with the feel. And all of a sudden, the project will make a right. And we'll start going in that direction. And then somewhere along the line, it'll make a left, you know? So, and it takes, I guess it takes time when all these things, these lefts and rights. But finally, when it's finished, it's really, you know, something that
a lot of
these
records make themselves in a strange kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
We probably had, what, 50, 75 things to pick from?
Yeah, yeah, quite a bit.
And then you try this and you try that and you see what happens. And the other thing is when you're doing the existing work of a great artist like a Bobby Darin, there is a gigantic sense of responsibility that comes with that because the artist isn't here. So you have to say to yourself, well, what would Bobby do? Or what would Bobby dig? And you really don't know. So you have to look at his existing body of work, see what he did when he was driving a bus, and then figure out what you're going to do in his absence and in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried this a few ways, you know, and then, I don't know, man, well, maybe 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Started to take a shape. See, the trick here is we wanted to do something. When we did Aces Back to Back a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
there was a CD and a DVD and probably a 50 or 60 page book that went along with it. And I honestly thought that would be the only Bobby Darin project I would ever work on.
Mm-hmm.
We started talking and then, you know, figuring, well, maybe we'll do another one. Between Aces Back to Back and the new one, which comes out tomorrow, Seeing is Believing, you don't have to. I like to think that in 50 or 75 years, some kid someplace or some musicologist or somebody who's interested in the popular culture of the second half of the 20th century, maybe we'll want to say, well, who was this guy, Bobby Darin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we think now if you wanted to find out who he was between the two projects, you could get a pretty good picture of who he was and certainly in his terms, not ours. I mean, you know, we're like, he's the artist. We're the craftsman here. So we try to put something together. And I know Jimmy is, and I know Steve's happy. We think we helped paint a picture of a guy who's basically a monster talent who's relatively unappreciated, or let's say underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he died so young, and but you know, he was a one of a kind special talent, and I hope we served his memory and his legacy well.
Well, in keeping with that, it seems to me that you've been in the business for, if I'm doing my math correctly, 45 years.
45 years in September.
Wow. Very interesting. Congratulations. And Jimmy, I want to get to how you got involved with Harriet, and I'm going to talk about Harriet. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that you've been doing this for so long, Joel, and I can tell by just being in your presence that most artists, and I believe you are an artist first, and a producer just happens to be how you are manifesting it, as opposed to many others who wear the producer hat, that the work gets guided by something other than your ego. You're making these choices.
I mean, when you're a kid and you do this, you know, it's all about I want to do this and I want to do that. Yeah. And then later on you find out that you're here to serve.
Absolutely.
So if I can serve the artist well, whether we're making a new record or whether we're adding to the legacy of a genius like Bobby, that's your responsibility, you know? And if along the way I make a couple of bucks, you know, or get a certificate or two, that's great, but it's not what it's about.
On that note, I'm going to ask you guys to set up. I've got my mojo working queued up here from Seeing is Believing. If people want to buy Seeing is Believing, is the best thing to do to log on to your website, Joel? Or
I guess I couldn't log on to a website if you put a rifle in my mouth. I don't know how that stuff works, but Jimmy does, you know.
Well, if they want to buy it, Jimmy, how do we get
well,
it?
Well, you can go,
you know, I was just in Virgin in the village, and there it was. It was on the end cap, and there were three tiers in the stores, in Virgin.
Well,
so you can go. You can go to the Bobby Darin website, or even Hyena.
Okay, and if you stick around here on Anything Goes, you're going to get a chance to win one. I'm going to ask you guys to come up with a Bobby Darin trivia question, so we can. I think you have a few of those in your mind, right, Jimmy?
I'm sure
you can
come
do
up
that.
With something.
And when we get back, I want to find out from Joel why Bobby Darin a little bit more, and I want to hear the story of how you got involved with this whole group.
Sure.
Jim Scalia, and we want to talk about the lady that your DVD is dedicated to, Miss Harriet Wasser. So but will you please set up cut number 10 for me, gentlemen, somebody.
Okay,
let's
so
get
that
our
would
mojo
be
working.
Mojo working.
Here
so
on Anything
not
Goes.
Only do you get to hear Bobby sing, but he's getting to play the harmonica and the vibes. We got my mojo working.
Okay. That's all you got?
That was the setup. He's wailing.
I'm going to beat on Jim Scalia while we check this cut out. I'm Lise Avery. You're tuned in to Anything Goes, and I thank you so much for that.
Just won't do.
Got my mojo working. I'm going to have... There's all sorts of stuff going on here in the WFDU FM studios.
Jimmy asked the question. I don't know the answer.
I know. Come on, Jimmy. These are my listeners. I love them very much, and we like to give them free stuff. And my guest's in the studio here on WFDU FM, Grammy Award winning, but he doesn't know where the Grammys are, producer Mr. Joel Doran, and the Bobby Darin archivist, Mr. Jim Scalia. You were telling me this story the other day, Jimmy. How did you get involved with, how does one change from a rabid fan, a Bobby Darin fan, to become the Bobby Darin archivist?
Connections.
you practiced that in front of your mirror, didn't you?
Yeah. What happened was, after being a fan for many years, I was very fortunate to come in contact with a woman by the name of Harriet Wasser, who was really a prime force in the industry, in the late 40s up into the, you know, well into the 90s. She worked with people like Dick Haymes, Sammy Davis Jr., and was one of the first ones praising Bobby Darin. So now years later, I get to meet Harriet Wasson, and we developed this great relationship. And that's where pretty much springboarded from, because she had the reputation. She was legit. She made me legit, and it just grew that way. So that's how I became the archivist. And before I knew it, then the other doors opened up in on the West Coast with Steve Blauner and Dodd Darin. And then I just became the man. And then I got to work with people like Joel. And I just want to say, you know, there is a definite difference. When somebody puts a compilation together, okay, and like Joel was mentioning, maybe somebody in their 30s or whatever that's maybe working on the label, and they're not in tune to the music, that's the difference between this type of product. Because you have a man who knows music, like Joel, and then constructs pretty much, you know, I don't want to sound silly, but it's really like a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, he puts in the capsule. And it's different than somebody just slapping a bunch of songs together. And that's why this type of product is not only good, but it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's thought behind it.
And the name of this product is Seeing is Believing. It's 19 performance cuts of Bobby Darin on one DVD.
Yeah.
And as Joel says, you can buy it in a store.
Right.
Or you can also buy it online if you know your way on the internet. And it's out tomorrow, right?
But it's in the stores right now. But I believe it's in some. You saw it in the store. You saw it in Virgin.
Yes, Virgin in the Village.
Virgin in the Village.
Virgin
you got an end cap too. There was,
really?
Yeah.
Very, very, very nice.
You didn't realize you were that good, huh?
Now, Harriet, of course, was a remarkable force behind Bobby. And actually, I have to say, I've interacted with an awful lot of publicists now since I've been doing Anything Goes. And as much as sometimes she was, I would say she was probably the most tenacious that I had come across in my experience. She was really a remarkable advocate for anybody
that she
worked with.
She was like 1 foot 2. She must have weighed 8 pounds. And she could fight her way through concrete if she believed in something.
Yes.
And that's really what you need, especially in the beginning. I've had a lot of luck with artists making the first albums of artists who went on, you know, to establish themselves. And there's something about the beginning that's magical. Because a person like Harriet Wasser, when she believed in somebody, she would knock down walls, you know, go after giants, you know. She's one of those people you couldn't say no to.
No, you couldn't.
And that's what it takes, because real people can hear an artist much more quickly and much more deeply than professionals a lot of times. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but it's the truth. And Harriet had the unique ability of being in the business, but also reacting like a civilian, like somebody who was outside the business.
Mm-hmm.
So if she heard of Bobby Darin, she could say, this guy could make it. And then you go knock on a bunch of doors and you're at the whim or at the mercy of somebody who could give somebody a recording contract, could get him a gig, could sign him as a songwriter, but maybe doesn't hear it. So you need an advocate. You need somebody that just doesn't quit.
Absolutely.
And Harriet didn't quit. I mean, she's dead now a couple of months, and I'm sure she's working deals someplace.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I said to Jimmy. I said, if we don't bring up Harriet, I don't even want to deal with what the consequences are.
She would also tell you exactly what she thought.
Oh, yeah.
Which
she's
is
listening,
great.
Joel. You
which
know this, right?
Great. Yeah, I dug her. She was cool.
She was very cool, as a matter of fact, and remarkable, a remarkable and energetic advocate, not just for Bobby, but
and
for
everybody.
And we
decided
everybody.
To dedicate this to her before she passed away. So it's not just an after-the-fact thing. You know, it was like it was for Harriet.
All right. Now, speaking of Bobby Darin information, have you guys come up with a trivia question so we can ask the listeners
let's tell
to call?
The truth. Jimmy came up with a trivia question that I couldn't answer.
Yeah.
So we had to eliminate that one. But in its stead, James, what's the trivia question?
Well,
come on, archivist.
Yeah.
What was Bobby Darin's real name?
Yeah, and that includes his middle name.
Ooh, all right. Now, the number to call, that's a hard one, 201-692-2012. Please keep in mind, you can win a contest every 90 days here on Anything Goes, including contests posted at the AnythingGoesRadio.com website. The number to call, 201-692-2012. What was Bobby Darin's real name? All right. In the meantime, we've got another cut queued up from Seeing is Believing. It is the classic of Mac the Knife. So can you guys set that one up for me?
James?
Okay. Well, this is the Mac the Knife. What could you say about Mac the Knife? It's a staple song in a Bobby Darin career. And here's Mr. Dan.
Also, you know, in the stash, there are literally a dozen versions of Mac the Knife.
I'm sure.
Live versions, you know, and we had a great one on Aces Back to Back, so we really had to scramble to find one that was as good as the Aces one, you know, but yet was different. So I think we got a good one on here.
All right, 201-692-2012. What was Bobby Darin's real name? They think that's easy. I don't know. I'm Lise Avery, 1045. Yeah, we'll get an easier one next.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. Oh, this is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to your many charms. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan.
Do it, do it!
I say this is so exciting, and you are so inviting. Rest a while. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Within the caravan, the two of us, the two of us in a caravan. We're gonna get it on in a caravan, gonna get it all right in a caravan. Gonna get on to it, do it, get all over it, mama. Get down to it and do it. Come on, get it, don't quit it. Within our desert caravan.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes, it's like a PBS telethon in here. The lines are smoking. We've got two winners so far. I'm going to allow Joel Dorn and Jim Scalia to decide how many winners we're going to have on this question. How many? Are we going to ask another question?
Let's the one question. We got four with us.
Well, okay, because we got two more people. The lines are, this is like a PBS telethon there, Joel.
UPS or mailed?
What? Mailed. Okay. Okay. Well, you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. You got something you want to say, Joel Dorn?
No. I didn't know we were on the air.
Well, I'm on the air.
Yeah. What I thought was we'll give away four now. Because I think we got four winners, and then we'll come up with another question in a little while.
Okay.
Give away another couple.
That's up to you. You are the, the producer, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we better hear another cut from Seeing is Believing, because the phones are going
now
bananas.
You Caravan, right?
No, actually. Would you like? I was going to actually play Artificial Flowers, but I'd be happy to play Caravan.
No,
you want to set that up
Caravan?
For us, Joel?
I thought Mac the Knife.
No, I played Mac the Knife.
Why did we hear Caravan? Was that on something else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, play whatever you want. They're all good. You know, there's a song on here that's really good that nobody knows.
Oh, tell me.
It's called Happy. It's a song that was in Lady Sings the Blues.
Uh-huh.
It's not... No, I don't think anybody knows this.
Cut number nine.
I didn't know this song, number nine. Yeah, whatever it is.
Okay.
Happy. And boy, he sings the hell out of this.
Okay.
He really sings it.
All right. Well, you know what? Since we have... It's cut number nine.
It says here Happy's number 10.
Well, you...
That's what happened.
That's what happened?
Yeah. It's number 10.
You tell me, sir. You know, so now we have a Grammy Award-winning producer programming Anything Goes, so I can't argue with
him. Happy is number nine on here?
Yeah.
Work song got you on.
You know what? We're going to check, Joel. We're going to check. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, check and see. See. Can you preview it?
Oh, I'm going to preview
it. Sadness had been...
All right, everybody, while we take your calls, Joel Dorn says, this is the right cut. So here's Bobby Darin and Happy from Seeing is Believing on Hyena. I'm Lise Avery. You're tuned into Anything Goes. Thanks so much.
Chase my blues away. Sadness, see what happy does. Let happy where sadness was. Happy, that's you. You made my life brand new. Lost as a little lamb was I. Sadness was till now.
DVD on Hyena, Seeing is Believing, 19 performances of Mr. Bobby Darin. That one chosen by the DVD's producer, Mr. Joel Dorn. And why that particular track, Joel?
All the other songs on the CD, all the other songs on the DVD are famous songs.
Uh-huh.
A half a dozen of them are Bobby's hits.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of them that are standards or were hits for somebody else that he made his own. But I don't think 10 people know that song, Happy. It was from the Diana Ross movie about Billie Holiday called Lady Sings the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are by Smokey Robinson, and the melody is by Michelle Legrand. And it just was never a hit, you know, and it wasn't even a hit for Bobby. And Bob Crewe produced it. But there's something about his vocal performance on that that knocked me out, you know? And we had a little debate about whether or not to include it in the record. Steve Blauner, Bobby's manager, who has managed him since he died, you know, I mean, he manages the estate.
Uh-huh.
He said to me, do me anything you want. Do not put Happy on this record. So that was enough of a motivation for me right there, you know. And I just think Bobby is singing, you know. And when you sing a great piece of material that everybody knows, they're already familiar with it when you hit it. But when you sing a song like this that nobody knows, and then, I mean, it just, I could listen to this track as much as I could listen to his hits. He really, it's really a moment, and it just shows you what a magnificent artist he was. Because in a piece of material, it's good. It's not a great song. It's
yeah.
a good song, you know?
He had a glimpse into his soul.
Is he singing?
Yeah.
Man, is he singing?
You're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are speaking with producer Joel Dorn, whose credentials are far too numerous for me to get into today. But I have a feeling we're going to bring Joel back in at another time. And we're talking to Bobby Darin archivist Jim Scalia. They've got a brand new project called Seeing Is Believing. It's a DVD on the Hyena label, which just so happens to be Joel's. Label. And, well, a couple of lucky people just won their own copy. Jimmy, tell us who won the DVD. I'm turning into a game show host spontaneously.
Well, let's see. We have a Harry Bransky from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, Harry. Nice to meet you.
And Jack Lawson from Jupiter, Florida.
How neat is that?
Isn't that neat? Wait a minute.
Wasn't that the name of the guy that played Jimmy Olsen on Superman?
Yes.
Jack Larson.
No, Larson.
Jack Larson.
Right, right.
Thought maybe Jimmy Olsen was listening. That would be nice, right?
Oh, Joel, you're killing me.
And
see, and we have an Ann Hopka from Dearborn, Michigan.
That is the coolest.
Who is a very nice lady. I was lucky to meet her in New York for a Darin Fest that they had at the Hard Rock,
uh-huh.
which they're going to actually have another Darin Fest 07 in Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th
uh-huh.
of this of 07. So, and there's information on that. And they're also going to try and raise money for a star for Bobby Darin, for the Star Walk of Fame.
There's information on that where?
All
JimmyScalia.com?
Actually, BobbyDarin.com or BobbyDarin.net. That's the hub.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of Darin information, whether it be Seeing Is Believing, just jump on there and you'll get all the info of, you know, the current things that are going on.
Most excellent. And the answer to the trivia question, James?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I do it all the time. And people call me up. They send me nasty emails. I didn't know the answer.
It was Walden Robert Casado.
Walden?
Yes. Walden Robert Casado.
Isn't that something?
Cool name, isn't it?
That's a very cool name. Actually, he'd use it now. Right? If he was going into show business now, Walden Casado. There's a lot of sex to it, if you think about it.
Just a cool name, Walden Robert Casado.
I like it a lot. You guys have another trivia question while we're going to head on up to the break? All right, I'm going to let them hum.
Yeah, let's figure out another question.
I'm going to let them hum, and you know what we're going to do? Mr. Dorn,
yeah.
I want to spin a Monheit. I'm going to ask you to choose. We have played Please Be Kind and Never Never Land from
this album. Let me see the record, because I can never remember. Let me see the back of the record.
Here you go.
Let me see.
And the reason we are playing Jane Monheit is because Joel was one of the first to lay her down on tape. And, she has become extremely famous since then. But it's nice to share that with you. You're on Anything Goes.
Trying to think. I used all my friends on this record. Hank Crawford, David Newman, Kenny Barron. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's a great album.
I gotta be the name of my foolish heart. Take a shot at maybe Never Let Me Go. Never Let Me Go.
Give me a number, sir.
I believe it's number 6. For no special reason.
For no
I think I remember that was
special reasons.
Right?
All right.
Never Let Me Go.
All right. We're going to take this on up to the break here on Anything Goes. We'll be back with Joel Dorn and Jim Scalia and your chance to win a copy of Seeing Is Believing here on Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thank you so much for entrusting your ears to me.
Love me much too much. If you let me go, life would lose its touch. What would I be without you? There's no place for me without you. Never let me go. I'd be so lost if you went away. be a thousand hours in the day without you. I know, because of one caress, my world was overturned at the very start. Oh, my bridges burned by my flaming heart. You'd never leave me, would you?
You're tuned in to WFDU Teaneck, the right place to be, on the left side of the dial. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, never, 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 never let me go.
I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU Teaneck is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU Teaneck.
Hi, I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of HealthLink Radio here on WFDU 89.1 FM. This week, emergency responders are going to tell you what you should do and how fast you should do it should you be suffering symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke, because time equals muscle equals life. HealthLink Radio is underwritten by The University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey.
And at 11:04 in the morning, you're tuned into Anything Goes, a very special edition of Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and sitting in with me is a Grammy Award-winning producer, Joel Dorn. I'm not looking at him because I'm sure he's bristling every time I say that, because he's hanging out here wearing a T-shirt with another record label on, not even his own record label, and Bobby Darin archivist Jim Scalia. Are you now?
Maybe we could have like one of the sleeveless summer t-shirts. You know?
Yes, when you get to be a bigger label, you're entitled to a sweatshirt. I like that. Who else is on the Hyena label,
Well,
Joel
mostly
Dorn?
Dead people. Because what I do is I have access to a lot of tapes that aren't, that have never been released or never been heard. I got a big stash.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at our roster, it's like Thelonious Monk, Joe Williams, and then people that are alive, Dr. John, and then Cannonball Adderley, Rahsaan Roland Kirk,
uh-huh.
Les McCann,
Don McLean.
He's not dead.
No.
He's living in a country home that looks fabulous,
yeah,
right?
He did just fine.
Yeah.
You know, but what do we have? We have Monk, Dr. John, Joe Williams. I can't remember, but you know, all good people. I mean, it's there to put out music that I dig, and you know, real people, Hall of Famers, you know.
Well, and do you remember the name of your website, even though you wouldn't log on to it yourself?
I'm guessing it's hyenarecords.com.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I believe that that's correct.
You can go there, and then there's a listing of all of our records. And we got, you know, Bobby's last record, our last Bobby Darin project, Aces Back to Back.
Uh-huh.
Which
is a CD and
DVD. We got some great Dr. John stuff, by the way, if you're into Dr.
John. Oh, who isn't?
He gave me his stash. He has a stash of about 600 live tapes that have never been released.
Uh-huh.
So we put together one. It's called All By Hisself, and that's a solo piano record. And then we got one, him in New Orleans at Tipitina's Mardi Gras Week, 1989. With all New Orleans guys,
wow,
it's spectacular.
Good record.
Ooh, I would love to get my little mitts on that one, Joel.
I'll have Kevin send you know, like, give me your address. I'll have Kevin send you some stuff. You would just like. I mean, you don't have to play it. You would just like it. You know, it's good stuff.
That is, you know, I'm sure that I would play it, but it's always nice. It's just refreshing because, again, you and I talked about that. I receive an awful lot of stuff, and
you know, it's wild that you told me. The streaming thing. I have an office in a studio in New York City where I kind of like, you know, work and do my little stuff.
I've heard of it.
And the cat that owns the studio, Joel Kerr, he listens to radio stations on his computer all day long. And it's wild, you know, how many great radio stations there are in different parts of the country. There's a radio station, KPLU, in, I think, Portland or Seattle or someplace like that. We listen to that one. And we can get you, so we don't listen to that on the, we can get FDU.
WFDU, yeah.
So we don't listen to that on a computer. But we, like, play around on a computer, and all of a sudden, you know, you cut into a station and, you know, like, Zip City Nowhere or something. And just great music. You can't hear anything.
That's where
else.
The great music is.
So I would
is.
Imagine there are a jillion people that listen to FDU on the internet.
There certainly
when
are.
When the call started coming in on the mystery question, where are we from? We're Michigan, Florida. I mean, Brooklyn, you know. But Michigan, Florida, Florida, Brooklyn, Michigan. Where else? Somebody else just called, you know.
From Michigan, yeah.
It's wild. It's wild to think that there's somebody sitting someplace else.
I love it, actually. I the syndicated Anything Goes is on in Australia, and it's really, and people listen to that on the web, so you just never know with people are coming
voice,
from.
I do voiceovers for some of the Sirius satellite radio stations.
Oh, do you?
And then every once in a while, they'll tell me someone called and or someone emailed us, you know, and said, I'll say, where from? And they'll say, you know, Butte, Montana.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that, you know, and it's just wild to me, you know, that you can go on, and there's people all over the world, and we get mail from around the world at the label.
Absolutely.
You know, people who hear something about something, and then they'll write us, you know, I heard about your so-and-so CD on the web, you know, and then they'll write us from, you know, Prague or someplace like that.
Absolutely, yes. I've heard from Sweden.
Little world.
If you are listening to Anything Goes, if you hear the sound of my voice and Joel Dorn's voice and Jim Scalia's voice, send an email to info@anythinggoesradio.com, and I promise I will print them, send them to Joel, because Lord knows he won't log on and get them, so that you can let Joel know that you were listening to
him. Yeah, there you go.
We got one more trivia question, so we can give away a couple more DVDs, you guys.
Well, yeah, we're going to make it up live on the air, folks.
Okay. Ooh, extemporaneous thought from Joel Dorn.
Jimmy.
Oh, do you need
talk among yourselves.
Okay, I'm going to play a cut then. Hold on.
We'll
I've got.
This out.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to play Sweet Caroline from Seeing is Believing. Good. That, of course, is the DVD you have a chance to win. It is on Hyena, which is in fact Joel's label. And if you know the trivia question, the number you will be calling is 201-692-2012.
You can answer it.
201-692-2012. Really, all right, Joel, this is a long cut. You got 3 minutes and 46 seconds to figure out a trivia question. And that is in radio. That's a long, long time. All right. And we'll see you on the other side of this cut with a trivia question and your chance to win this DVD.
You got a question, Joel?
I'd like to take you on a nostalgia trip, if I may. All the way back to the year 1959. Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on Tommy Sands, watching the ships that go sailing, sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She is there waiting for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It is far beyond the star, it is near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore, we're gonna kiss just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again will I go sailing.
Give it to the drummer now. Do it, drummer, do it.
Just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea. Well, never again will I go sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
So long sailing.
No more sailing.
Bye bye sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
Goodbye, aqua.
No more sailing.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
No more sailing.
Oh, ta-ta, H2O.
No more sailing.
I got an oldie you don't even remember. Ready
no
for this one?
No more sailing.
He wears a blue shirt suit with a belt in the back. No flair, no lair, just a belt in the back. A hip, hip. A hip, hip.
You don't remember that. That's long before your time.
No,
it's even before
sailing.
My time. I read about it. I got another one for you. This one you might remember.
No,
sure. You remember.
Sailing.
Was it blue? No, 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 no. Was it green? No, 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 no. Was it yellow? No, 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 no. Just an orange and fuchsia basket bound.
No more sailing. No more sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
No more sailing.
I love them. I love them blue notes.
Crazy about them blue notes. Crazy about them blue.
Ah, Mr. Bobby Darin, here on Anything Goes. You guys have me all completely freaked out. I'm sitting here with Joel Dorn and Jim Scalia, and we are giving you guys the chance to win the brand new Seeing is Believing DVD. And, I have a trivia question coming at you from these experts, the archivist, the producer. Gentlemen, the drum roll, which I would have if I... Thank you. Thank you, Joel. What's the question?
The trivia question number two.
This is the last chance you have to win a DVD.
What was the only number one, with all of his hits, what was the only number one record that Bobby Darin ever had? The only number one record Bobby Darin ever had. If you know it, call
201-692-2012. It's the only number to call.
And if you're among the first 3,000 callers, you'll get a free copy of Bobby Darin's new DVD, Seeing is Believing.
201-692-2012 is the number. Keep in mind, you can win a contest every 90 days. That's four times a year. You can win stuff free on Anything Goes. And I'll give you a hint. It had nothing to do with water.
Split splash, I was taking a bath. Long by the Saturday night. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. Wrapped a towel around me, then I opened the door. And I'm a split splash, I'm back in the bath. I was out, I know there was a party going on. They were rocking and reeling, bumping on the ceiling. They be jiving, trying to stay alive in the USA, mama. I saw the hell gang dancing on the living room rug. Flip-flop, they was doing it by 14s at the dancing bar. That was Wendy and Mindy and Billy Joe. There were so many people had nowhere to go. I said, rub tub, jump back in my tub. We get something going on. I know we rockin' and rollin', poppin' and soldin'. We be jivin', trying to stay alive in the USA, mama. Every day, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alrighty, we have winners, do we not, gentlemen? Jim Scalia and Joel Dorn, we have. Oh, we're still taking winners. I can't believe it. And the phones are still ringing, you guys. You know, I'm going to have to talk to Joel. We'll see if we can post some of these for you at the AnythingGoesRadio.com website. People can log on and maybe win. So right now, at the AnythingGoesRadio.com website, you can log on and win yourself a Tony Bennett CD. And, well, there's all sorts of stuff up there. So check that out when you get a second. It's 11:18. And, well, I am completely flabbergasted by the response to this interview here on Anything Goes.
The part for me is how many people call from around the country.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And this, you know, this is absolutely.
Did you ever like say, like, where does your signal go, like the regular radio signal, like New York, New Jersey?
Oh, absolutely. We're about a 50-mile radius, so we're getting up to Westchester. And
But it's basically New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, and Long Island.
And Long Island.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know what would be fun sometime?
Whatever you say, Joel Dorn.
Well, I don't know if you think this will be fun, but it would be wild if you said, like, anybody who's not in New York, New Jersey,
yes,
or Long Island, just call. They're not going to win anything. Nothing's going to happen. It would be interesting to see how you could jam the phone lines.
Well, we're already doing a pretty nice job of that, Joel.
But I'm saying, I bet you could get thousands of phone calls from all over the country.
Well, that's what I was telling everybody, to send me an email to let me know that they're listening, because that way we could let them, we could let you know,
too. I still don't think email. But like right now, if everybody listening who's not in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island emailed your website, what's your email address?
info@anythinggoesradio.com.
info@anythinggoesradio.com.
Yeah.
You could maybe end up with thousands and thousands of emails.
There's a lot of people out there. A lot of people out there,
really,
and they all have terrific taste in music. All right, Jimmy. All right, no more calls, please. We have absolutely the...
And the answer to the question was...
Yes, the answer to the question was... what's the question? The question was...
What was the only number one record that Bobby Darin ever had? And the answer to the question is, James...
Mack the Knife.
And a fine choice it was. And we have how many winners?
Four.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have been so generous, and I thank you for that.
That's the least we could do.
That's not true.
It's the least.
So, are you going to tell me who won?
Yeah, sure.
First name and where they live?
Okay. Well, we have a gentleman from Belleville, New Jersey. I apologize. Hank DeFrance.
Congratulations, Hank.
And Matt Sternstein, I'm sorry. Okay, he's from West Orange.
Okay, wow, Jersey kids.
Yeah, and Mary Louise, who's from Englewood.
Isn't that interesting? Before
Jersey.
They were from Michigan, and here they're from Jersey.
Yeah. And Jack Van Hest from Glen Rock, New Jersey. All Jersey.
All right.
Jerseyites.
Well,
Jersey,
you're the ones who you push the buttons. Congratulations on you guys.
What the farthest away listener is right now, like if there's somebody listening, you know, like in Kazakhstan.
Call in.
Well, if you're listening, you should call Joel Dorn on his cell, and that number is...
Well, I beg you not to
all right.
do that.
Here's what I want to do, Joel. Yeah. I want you to raise your right hand. I want you to promise that you're going to come in anytime you have a really interesting project, and I'd love to do a whole Joel Dorn career retrospective at some point and spend
that take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure that it would. And
I will. If I have a project I think that's interesting, I'll come by. I appreciate the
Well, because you have
offer.
Such an anything goes career as well, ranging your label is so perfect because you have not only classic jazz artists, but pop artists and Bobby Darin, who's an everything artist, and all of these different kind of eclectic artists. And you have so many interesting stories that I'd like to get to know you better.
I got something. I'll bring a record by or something you might like. We'll do some talking.
When he's got a record. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Jimmy. It's lovely to see you. I'm glad you got rid of your cold.
Yes, thank goodness. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
And again, the name of the DVD, if you weren't a lucky winner, is Seeing is Believing. It makes a lovely, splendid holiday gift for the Bobby Darin fan in your life. Also, if you don't already own it, Aces Back to Back, it's a CD and a bonus DVD. And, we're going to take it out with a track. The first track on this one is called This Could Be the Start of Something Big. You got a story for me, James Scalia?
Well, this is one of those cuts that are off the Bobby Darin show, and this was another one of those numbers that was just, it's a real showstopper of a number, so this is it.
And, well, it's going to take us on out. Thank you so much for coming
in
the rain,
you
guys.
You.
What
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
All right, here's Bobby Darin. Log on to hyenarecords.com. You won't be sorry.